The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 12, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 11th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Saturday we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, entitled Pure Devotional Service, Text Number 12.
И така тази сутрин четем втора песен на Шримад Бхагаватам, глава 3, заповед на чисто правилно служене, текст номер 12. Той на дъската.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnanam yada pritna vritta gunarmi chakram. Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha. Kaivalya samatta patastvatta bhakti yoga.
Kaivalya samatta patastvatta bhakti yoga.
Ko nirvrito harikata suratin na kuryat.
Ko nirvrito harikata suratin na kuryat.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord Hari is knowledge resulting in the complete suspension of the waves and whirlpools of the material modes. Such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment, and being transcendental, it is approved by authorities. Who could fail to be attracted? Purported by Srila Prabhupada. According to Bhagavad Gita 10.9, the characteristics of pure devotees are wonderful. The complete functional activities of a pure devotee are always engaged in the service of the Lord. And thus, the pure devotees exchange feelings of ecstasy between themselves and relish transcendental bliss. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional service. Sadhana asvata, if properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. And in the mature stage, it seems like the word neophyte was left out. It's understood even in the stage of devotional service. And then it says, if properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, and in the mature stage, the developed transcendental feeling culminates in realization of the particular relationship with the Lord by which a living entity is originally constituted, up to the relationship of conjugal love with the Lord, which is estimated to be the highest transcendental bliss. Thus, bhakti yoga, being the only means of God-realization, is called kaivalya. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the Vedic version, Eko Narayana Deva Para Varanam Parama Aste Kaivalya Sangitaha. In this connection, and establishes that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is known as kaivalya, and the means which enables one to approach the Lord is called the Kaivalya Panta, or the means of attainment of Godhead. This Kaivalya Panta begins with Shravana, or hearing those topics that relate to the personality of Godhead. And the natural consequence of hearing such Harikatha is attainment of transcendental knowledge, which causes detachment from all mundane topics for which a devotee has no taste at all. For a devotee, all mundane activities, social and political, become unattractive, and in a mature state, such a devotee becomes uninterested even in his own body. And what to speak of bodily relatives? In such a state of affairs, one is not agitated by the ways of the material modes. There are different modes of material nature, and all mundane functions in which a common man is very much interested, or in which he takes part, become unattractive for the devotee. This state of affairs is described herein as prati-nivritta-gunormi, and it is possible by atma-prasad, or complete self-satisfaction without any material connection. The first-class devotee of the Lord attains this stage of devotional service. But despite his loftiness, for the Lord's satisfaction, he may play the voluntary part of a preacher of the Lord's glory and dovetail all into devotional service, even mundane interest, just to give the neophytes a chance to transform mundane interest into transcendental bliss. Srila Rupa Goswami has described this action of a pure devotee as nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchate. Even mundane activities dovetailed with the service of the Lord are also calculated to be transcendental or approved Kaivalya affairs. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantigam. So, it is very nicely described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam about transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord.
Така много прекрасно тук в Шримад Бхагаватам се описва трансценденталното знание във връзка с върховния.
Джаганат Баладев Сибаджа Шиши Горнитай Ки Джай. So, what is the wonderful quality of such transcendental knowledge?
И какво е това прекрасно качество на трансценденталното знание?
That is elaborately described in this purport.
В този коментар това е описано много подробно.
One quality is it is self-satisfying.
Едно от качествата му е, че това носи вътрешно удовлетворение.
Someone who relishes this Krishna consciousness.
Някой, който вкусва това Кришна съзнание.
Tastes the sweetest happiness within the heart.
Изпитва най-сладкото възвишено щастие в сърцето си.
They naturally lose all interest in anything that is mundane.
И по естествен начин губи интерес към всичко светско.
It is not artificial repression as the man thought last night.
Това не е изкуствено потискане, както този човек смяташе снощи.
That you are artificially repressing your sex desire and it will come out later on.
Потискайки по изкуствен начин сексуалното желание, то ще се прояви на по-късен етап.
It is not artificial.
Кришна съзнание не е изкуствено.
This is the awakening of the original consciousness within the heart.
То представлява пробуждане на изначалното съзнание в сърцето.
Especially nice is the final sentence of this translation.
Особено хубаво е изречено последното изречение в този превод.
Who could fail to be attracted?
Кой не би бил привлечен?
Just think about that.
Просто се замислете върху това.
Bhagavatam is saying, who could fail to be attracted?
Bhagavatam казва, кой няма да бъде привлечен към тези?
In other words, everyone will become attracted.
С други думи, всички ще бъдат привлечени.
That is the meaning of Krishna.
това е значението на Кришна.
Isn't it?
Не е ли така?
All attractive.
Се привличаш.
So, who could fail to be attracted to that which is all attractive?
И така, кой няма да бъде привлечен към това, което е всепривличащо?
Why is Krishna all attractive?
И защо Кришна привлича всички?
Do you know why we say that Krishna is all attractive?
Знаете ли защо казваме, че Кришна е всепривличащ?
That is because he is Bhagavan.
Това е защото той е Бхагаван.
Bhaga means opulence.
Bhaga означава богатство, великолепие.
And van means possessor of.
А ван означава този, който притежава.
So what are the opulences?
Кои са тези достояния на Бога?
These are described by a great sage.
Те са описани от един велик мъдрец.
Power.
Сила.
Beauty.
Красота.
Renunciation.
Отреченост.
Knowledge.
Знание.
Wealth.
Богатство.
And fame.
И слава.
Six opulences.
Шест достояния.
Power, beauty, renunciation.
Красота, сила, отречение.
Knowledge, wealth and fame.
Знание, богатство и слава.
These opulences attract us.
Тези богатства ни привличат.
If someone is very powerful, then we want to see, oh, a very powerful person has come.
Ако някой е много могъщ, силен, ние искаме да го видим.
If some very, very beautiful person comes, we all want to see, oh, a very beautiful person has come.
Ако дойде някоя много красива личност, ние всички искаме да я видим.
Someone is very, very renounced. We want to see, oh, a great renunciate has now come.
Или ако някой е много отречен, ние искаме да се запознаем с
него. Someone is very learned, very knowledgeable. That is also attractive.
Ако някой има много знания и е учен, това също ни привлича.
If someone is fabulously rich, they're worth millions and billions of dollars, we are also attracted.
Ако някой е несметно богат с милиони, милиарди долари, ние също сме привлечени към неговата личност.
And even if they have no power,
е дори да нямат сила,
even if they have no beauty,
да не са красиви,
even if they have no renunciation,
и да не са отрешени,
even if they have no knowledge,
и да не притежават никакво
знание, even if they have no wealth,
и да нямат богатство,
if somehow or other they are very famous,
ако по един или друг начин те са се прославили,
then we are still attracted.
Това продължава да ни привлича.
So these qualities are very, very attractive to them.
Така че тези качества са много привличащи, привлекателни.
So just imagine if you can find one person.
Така, представете си само, ако може да намерите една такава личност.
Who has more power than anyone else?
Която е по-могъща от всички останали.
Who is more beautiful than anyone else?
Която е най-красивата.
Who is more renounced than anyone else?
И най-отречената от всички.
Who is more knowledgeable than anyone else?
Която знае повече от всички.
Who is more famous than anyone else?
И е най-прославената.
Would not he be very, very attractive?
Няма ли тази личност да ви привлича много, много да ви привлича?
Yes, and who could fail to be attracted to that person?
И, да, и кой може да, кой няма да бъде привлечен към тази личност?
Everyone will be attracted.
Няма изключение, всички.
So why the whole world hasn't joined this movement? What's the difficulty?
Тогава въпросът е защо целият свят не се присъединил към това движение? Какъв е проблема?
They are covered by the modes of nature, that's all.
Истината е, че те са покрити от гуните на материалната природа.
If that covering can be removed,
ако това покритие може да бъде отстранено,
by the power of Krishna's holy names,
по силата на святите имена на Кришна,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then the whole world will join this movement.
Тогава целият свят ще се присъедини към това движение.
It is not a myth that Krishna is all attractive.
Това не е мит, че Кришна е всепривличащ.
It is a fact that Krishna is all attractive.
Това е самата истина, това е факт.
This Krishna here is very special.
Този Кришна тук на тази картина е
много. I don't know who put this picture here, but I'm very appreciative whoever did this.
Тя е много красива тази картина и не знам кой е сложил, но аз много оценявам.
Because it is this particular poster of Radha and Krishna.
Защото точно тази
which in the year 1968.
Тази картина на Раде Кришна, която през 1960
attracted me to become a devotee of Krishna.
Тази картина ме привлече лично мен да стана преданник.
So I have been feasting my eyes on this poster again and again and again and again because this is my original Krishna.
Така че аз просто пирувах с поглед тази картина отново и отново, защото това е изначалният Кришна, който ме привлече.
If you look at this Krishna, you will see there is no one more beautiful.
Ако се вгледате в този Кришна, ще видите, че няма никой по-красив.
There is no one more attractive.
Няма никой по-привлекателен.
I did not know who was this girl.
Аз не знаех кой е това момиче.
But I could see that she was so much in love with Krishna.
Но аз може да видя колко влюбена е тя в Кришна.
That her the love that she had for Krishna,
любовта, която тя изпитва към Кришна,
was as beautiful and wonderful as Krishna himself.
Беше толкова прекрасна и великолепна, колкото самия Кришна.
So in this way I made my original connection with Krishna.
Този начин аз установих моята изначална връзка с Кришна.
Then later on I found out there was a movement. Hare Krishna movement.
По-късно разбрах, че има движение, Hare Krishna движението.
So this Krishna is very, very special.
Така този Кришна е много, много специален.
And from Krishna's perspective, each and every one of his part and parcels, they are also very, very special.
И от гледна точка на Кришна, всички негови неразделно свързани частици са също много специални.
Everyone, just like mother and father, they may have many, many children.
Както една майка и баща могат да имат много, много деца.
But each and every child is most dear to them.
Но всяко едно отделно дете им е много скъпо.
So Krishna is feels that each and every one of his parts and parcels, they are most dear to him.
И Кришна чувства, че всяко едно живо същество му е много, много скъпо.
And each and every one of his parts and parcels, living beings, each and every one of them is totally unique.
И всяко едно от тези негови неразделно свързани частици, живите същества е напълно уникално.
Just as there are no two snowflakes that are exactly the same.
Както няма две снежинки, които са напълно еднакви.
There are no two jivas that are exactly the same.